Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today and our call to worship. I've been drawing your attention to 2 John, which is a tremendous letter written by John to a lady who had opened her home for a local church to have their meetings. And it follows on the heels of our study or walkthrough of Ephesians chapter 4, walking worthy of our vocation, because in this case, in this letter, John alludes to the fact that her children are walking in truth. It was such a joy to his heart. And then he goes on in this particular very brief letter to emphasize an important truth about walking in the Lord. He says, "I rejoice greatly," verse 4, "that I found of thy children walking in truth as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I write a new commandment unto thee, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another." Now notice, "and this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it." You know, the commandment of love has been attacked, I think, by various definitions, trying to diminish the meaning of what love is. Hollywood presents a form of love that which is nothing more than lust. But in most people's ideas, that's what love is. But it's not. It's not anything close to it. Love, for the Christian, is keeping the commandments of God. Simple obedience. And it goes back to the garden. What was the struggle that Adam and Eve had? Is whether or not they were going to obey God's commands. He said, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, except for one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You're not to eat of that." The struggle was this: are you going to obey God's one restriction? And of course, we know they failed miserably at that. And that seems to be the problem with the human heart. We don't like to obey commands. We struggle with that. And the way that you know whether you're walking with the Lord is not how nice you are, that you help little ladies across the street, that you pay your taxes on time, that you're just have a sweet personality. That's not the rule. The rule is, are you going to obey God's commands and do it with the right kind of attitude and heart? And so he says, love one another. Love one another. Are you obeying God's command in that regard? And so we're going to pick up with this, Lord willing, next week and emphasize this wonderful truth that love is more detailed than just an emotion. Love means obeying God's command and following His word and reaching out to fellow believers and showing not just emotion to them, which is important, but also encouraging them, follow God's word, keep God's word, obey God's commands. If ye love me, finish it. Keep my commandments. That's how we show our love for God, and it's how we show our love for each other, by you and me walking in the word of God every day.